Gemara increases, learns out, based on the psukim, that at Matan Torah, the Jews, or before Matan Torah, Mila and Tvila and Karbolas and Mitzvahs and bringing Karbanas. And we learn out from there that so too for a male, we don't have Karbanas today, so we assume it's okay. It's not Likuva. But for a male, you need Mila and Tvila, and you need Karbolas Mitzvahs, but for a woman, you just need Tvila. So let's just focus on Mila and Tvila for a moment. So is it about, so we'll assume that you need both Mila and Tvila. Mina Torah, you need both of them. But the question is, does the order make a difference? Can I do Tvila before Mila? Should I do Mila before Tvila? So we'll assume the preferable order is Mila first and then Tvila. But the question is that L'chadchila or B'dieva? Let's say someone did Tvila and then did Mila, would they need another Tvila or not? So what's the reason for the order? So the Ritva in Yavamos writes, based on the halacha of Sheret B'yado, Tovel V'ola, in other words, having an Arwa is like having a Sheret. So therefore, first, before you do the conversion, just like this halacha, some Rishonim write by Tfilas Kelim, by Hagolas Kelim, that let's say, in addition to a new queen, so you just need Tfilas Kelim, but if it's Treif, you gotta do Hechsher Kelim. So what is the order? Does it make a difference? So some Rishonim say, yeah, first you gotta do the Hechsher, and then the Tfilah, because it's like Tfilas, according to the Yushami, according to some, Tfilas Ger is like bringing your, it's like it's Tzvilas for a Jew when they convert. So there first it also be Tova Vesheretz B'yado if I Tova and it's still Treif. So therefore that's what some Rishonim learn, that Mila, it must be Mila and Tvila. Why Mila? Because it's like Tova Vesheretz B'yado. And other Rishonim give another reason, that Tvila is best, the definition of a Yid is Tvila. We see a woman only needs Tvila, not Mila. So we see the essence of the conversion is Tvila. So in other words, the point is when you come out of the mikvah, you have to be a Yid. If there's anything lacking, not for technical reasons, but by definition, the main part of the different components to the conversion, but the Tvila is the Iker. You have to leave the mikvah ready Jewish. If you leave the mikvah and you haven't done Mila yet, so therefore it's no good. So whatever the reasons are, there are Ritva, I think it's the Rashba, other in Rishonim write that first you need Tvila, first you need Mila, then Tvila. However, the Ramban disagrees and says, even if you did the tefillah first, it's no problem. Do the mila and you don't need another tefillah. It's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch. It seems to be a sveika dedina, how we paskin. What is the raya of the Ramban? How does the Ramban know that you could do mila after tefillah? So because he brings the raya in the Gemara, says, umu berish, and this gaira. And you have a Gentile Jewish woman who converts to Judaism. So the Gemara says, "Binah ein sarach tefila." A child does not need immersion. She's already, the pashtus, the child is Jewish. Why no need for tefila? So it depends. if you assume uber yerech imo, that basically it's an extension of the fetus, is the extension of the mother, and therefore, so whatever happens to mommy happens to you. So when mommy becomes Jewish, you become Jewish. But if you assume uber lav yerech imo, that it's an independent entity, so then why b'na'in sarach tvila? The answer is because the mikvah that the woman went into, the mother, that counts for the child. So the question is, like, what do you mean? But the child doesn't go under the water. She's inside the mom. She's nice and comfy there. The Gemara says, you're right, Haini Ivuza. That's just the, because that's the normal way of doing things. That's the way the fetus grows. So the effort is not considered a chatzitza. Even though there's a physical, obviously the fetus isn't literally in the mikvah, but since that's the way, that's the normal way of things happen, so therefore it's not a chatzitza. Like the post can write, how will you gotta put tefillin on your head, or I should say on your hair, if you have, isn't hair a chatzitza? So the answer is no. Since hair is a natural way, it grows on your head, so therefore putting tefillin on top of your hair is not an issue. In fact, that would be, this could be totally in the issue of whether the basin has to know if you're converting, if you're pregnant. If it's uber yerech imo, then it shouldn't make a difference. If it's uber lav yerech imo, so then the basin has to know that they're converting someone else. So either way, so that's the Ramban. So Ramban writes, well, the Gemara writes, but the Ramban writes, b'na'in tzarek tvila, so we know you don't need the child, doesn't need tefillah. So the Ramban writes, so at what point does this child, this fetus, become a yid, become a Jew? So if you assume uber yerech imo, he becomes, she, let's work with the he, but or she the same way, he becomes a Jew right away. And if you hold uber lav, so if you hold uber yerech imo, he's a Jew right away, and therefore you wait to day 8, and day 8, like any Jewish baby, you wait to day 8 and do the milah, because the child's already Jewish. But if you assume uber lav yerech imo, you already had the conversion, but you're still lacking in the milah. So what do you do according to the Ramban if you hold uber lav yerech imo? You do the milah. You don't have to wait to day 8. There's different halachas. You could do milah right away, even the first day. Yom HaShemini is only by a Miwa L'Shem Mitzvah. You couldn't do a Miwa on Shabbos if it's day 8 because it's only by Yom HaShemini. It's only the din of Miwa. And also what bracha you make, whether you make the bracha L'Moas Agir or Ala Miwa. So, but what's the Ramban, we see from the Ramban, what's his point? And according to the opinion of Uba Lav Yerech Imo, so the Tefillah works, and then you do the mila afterwards, so we see clearly it's the order is not ma'akev, and therefore one can do the mila after the tzvi. That's a major machlokes. We've shown him the Ritva and the Rashba versus the Ramban. The Rashba and the Ritva say that it is ma'akev, either because that the definition of a yid is coming when you come out of the tefillah, you got to ready to be Jewish, nothing more could be done, or it's like Tovah v'sharetz b'yod, and the Ramban disagrees, and says we see from this Gemara that according to Uba Lav Yerech Imo, it's a raya that one could do the mila after the tefila. So the Ra'a says no, he disagrees. He says that's not the pshat. He says so according to the Ramban, if you hold Uba Yerech Imo, he's a Jew. If it's Uba Lav Yerech Imo, he's a ger. He's only converting, and therefore you got to do the Mila L'Shem Geirus. Comes along the Ra'a and says, no. Even according to the opinion of Uba Lav Yerech Imo, you still consider the Yid. B'nayin Sarach Tvila. Why? Because it's like in the Keva. In other words, the halacha is, let's say someone, there was a case of Rav Chaim Ozer. I think he went to collect money, and he went to this, we'll see what he is in a second, he went to this big veer who he wanted to collect money from, and I guess on his wall he had a shtar. He had a document, he read it, it was from one of the rabbis who said that this person's Jewish, but he explained what happened. He says he's a convert, but he was a hemophiliac, or whatever the case was, and we couldn't do a milah. So Rav Chaya Moser waited until he took the money and said, by the way, you're not Jewish. That's how Rove Poskim go. That's a whole separate lemdis in terms of why can't you convert? Do you consider someone who's a hemophiliac? Is it like you, in theory you can, but just technically you can, or fundamentally you can? That seems to be the nakuda. But so, because everyone, because halacha is, a person doesn't have a gid. There's nothing there if it ever happened. So then you, and it's okay. We assume you like in the keva. But if you can do a bris and you don't, so the Ra'ah says, even according to Uba Lav Yerech Imo, it doesn't make a difference. Since you can't do a mila in utero, so therefore it's impossible he has a dinner in the keva. You know, perhaps one, I don't know, maybe with Zman Hazeh, with modern technology, if they ever can start doing a mila in utero, so then the Ra won't be able to give that shot. But I'm not sure. I got to speak to some of the experts on the issue. So it comes out, so it's a machokas rishonim, whether dafka has to be mila and tfila, or according to the Ramban, you could do tfila then mila, because we see from the Gemara, Uber Lav Yerach Imo, that he's doing the mila later with Shem Geiris. The Ra would disagree and say no. That the other Rishonim hold there is, you can't go out of order. And the Ra would say no, even according to Uber Lav Yerach Imo, as it did in the Keva, and therefore the kid's Jewish, there wouldn't be any Raya for them. And parenthetically, there's on this Gemara, this is a major contemporary issue in terms of what's the definition of who's the mommy, how do you know if a child's Jewish? Does birth alone work? Does both alone work? Or you have to be conceived Jewish? Or is conception itself enough? So the Mefarshim want to bring a raya from the Pashtus HaGemara here, that a Gentile woman who is pregnant and converts. So the Gemara goes to the whole thing. Uba lav yerachimo, then it counts. Uba lav yerachimo, they have to do the mila after. So the question is, like, what do you mean? She converted, she conceived, converted, and had the baby. So when she had the baby, she was a woman. She was a Jew. So therefore, what do you mean? What's this whole discussion here about conversion? She's Jewish. Oh, but then many want to bring a raya from this Gemara that we see it's not enough to be born Jewish, that the conception plays a key role in whether you koveya motherhood or not. Other achronim want to get into Sveidinim, Naftali Trop, Hashem Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael, maybe the differences. But it's not just hypothetical. Today it comes up all the time when you have one woman who does the conception, where the egg's fertilized, and then another one who actually gives birth. And so who's the mother? Is it the birth mother or the conception? So that's a major debate, Bizman Hazeh, among the poskim. I said many poskim, based on this Gemara, seem to say, we see from here, that conception seems to be the ikker, but that's a major debate among the poskim. So we have the issue of whether mila, according to some Rishonim, dafka has to be mila and then tfila, because it's tov v'asher is b'yado, if not, or because tefillah is the gemar, tefillah has to be the gemar, you have to be Jewish. And the Ramban says that no, that you could do the mila before, you could do the mila after the tefillah,
to speak of the Dina is Raya from the Gemara. If you assume Uba Yerachimo, so then it's a Milo Lashem Mila. But if you assume Uba Lav Yerachimo, we're doing the Mila after the Tvila, and therefore we see the order is Makiv. The Raz is Cholik and says that, no, even if Uba Lav Yerachimo, since it's impossible to do the Bris in utero, so therefore, as it did in the Cave, and therefore there is no Raya that you could do the Mila after the Tvila. And the major modern day question today, who's the mom, who's mommy? Is that decided at conception or at birth? Because it's mashram in this Gemara that a woman clearly conceived as a non-Jew, she went to the mikvah and then she had the baby after. If it was just at birth, then what's the shaila? The kid should be Jewish. However, then it must be that the Jew must be, a baby must be conceived Jewish as well, and others disagree, and they'll have to give different pshat in the Gemara.